story. I have a love story for you. I mean, and it touches my heart. It warms my heart to see two people that are truly in love to you know, put their differences behind them, forget about, you know, lewd pictures sent to teenagers. Don't worry about any of that, baby. I love you. Anthony Weiner has come home. You're right. Anthony Weiner has come home to Ooman Abedin. Has moved back in. That was revealed yesterday. The 54-year-old seen rolling boxes and designer garment bags into the aide of the Hillary Clinton campaign. Hillary Clinton's aide, really, I suppose. Rolling that all in over the weekend. Here's Anthony. Anthony's back in town. Very exciting. He never lived in the lower Manhattan apartment where Uma moved with their 7-year-old. That's Jordan. That's their son. After they disgraced politicians and went to prison. I thought they divorced. Can we get Harvey on the phone from TMZ? Because I'm confused. I thought they divorced. And here comes Anthony. The Wiener's back in town. By the way, the reports were he had no help moving in. He had a trolley car, you know, a cart. Wearing a white tank top, shorts, and sneakers. He made several trips inside the building. Abedin filed for divorce today. Weiner entered into a guilty plea for sexting a 15-year-old girl May 2017. So they did file for divorce. That's what I thought. The Daily Mail, by the way, the London tabloid, exposed that a year earlier. She withdrew her request in January, apparently, of 2018, deciding to settle privately. But babe apparently didn't settle at all. And the love story continues. Anthony Weiner, serial sexter, convicted sex offender, registered sex offender, I believe. We'd have to go check, but I believe that that kind of a crime would make him a registered sex offender. Anyhow, isn't a love story something nice? Make you feel warm and fuzzy all over. Let's see. Sheriff David Clark is next here on the program. Stay with us on the Steve Gruber Show.